Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'd like to read the daily word, but before that, I would just like to give a special heartfelt thanks to all of you. I received the lovely note card, and I know I felt your prayers in supporting me and my family during this time. It's been quite a year, and those of us in ministry are so used to supporting each other, and this was definitely and is my opportunity to allow others to support me. Many of you know that my mother passed in February, and 90 days to the day that we buried her, my brother passed, which was quite a shock, but we are okay. And as I told someone earlier, it's such a blessing. This is my first presentation since my brother's loss, and I'm glad that it's at a place where I know people and I know that it's a community of love. So as we go into our daily word and meditation, I will keep you in prayer, and please continue to keep my family and I in prayer. Thank you so much. Today's word is divine expression. I am designed to see light and love. Ralph Waldo Emerson described prayer as the soliloquy of a beholding and jubilant soul. The soliloquy of a beholding and jubilant soul. Divine Spirit is always inviting me to behold the love within my heart and to celebrate it. I was born with an unlimited capacity of joy and love, so it is easy for me to live as the jubilant soul Emerson identified. When I pray, I acknowledge truth's expression in my being. I acknowledge the divine expression in all living things. I release any preconceived images and ideas about people and situations, and instead behold the divine in each one. From this higher viewpoint, I see goodness in all. With a gladness of heart, I embrace my proclivity to see the divine in me and around me. The scripture is from Acts chapter 17, verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we too are his offspring. As we resonate with those words, let's go into a time of meditation. Taking a deep breath, exhaling gently, relaxing where we are, and just knowing the truth. God is, and I am. God is, and I am. As we know these words, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us right now. For it is the promise of Jesus Christ that he left with us the Holy Spirit. Allowing us to feel the presence. Feel the presence of the Father. Anytime, anywhere. So we say this morning, come, Holy Spirit, come. Be with us today. Dwell in us today. And each day, as each day becomes today, we are comforted by your presence. We are undergirded by your presence. We know that we can do anything and everything that is ours to do. Because we open ourselves, our very beings, to the one presence, the one power. And we allow that presence, that power, to express through us. So every expression is a divine expression. That is our prayer. Our prayer is to express you, dear God, in every thought, every word, and every action. As we express you, we view others as your divine creations. The Christ in me beholds the Christ in you. The Christ in me beholds your divine expression. So this morning, we simply say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. As we again become aware of this day, this time, this moment, we say thank you. And so it is. Amen.